Thank you, Mark. We now move into the specific particularization portion of the service that you see in your bulletin, and encourage you to follow along with that. There, in this portion, your leaders and you both take vows and enter into a covenant with each other, and so I want you to follow along with that. You'll notice in the bulletin there are three portions of that in which your ruling elders, whom you elected 2 weeks ago, will take their vows, in which your pastor, Pat, who was elected 2 weeks ago, will take a vow, and in which you as a congregation also take vows. So at this time, we'll move forward to the installation and ordination vows of the ruling elders, then ask Doug and Hugh and Jim to come forward, and pastor and teaching elder John Brown will propound the questions to these ruling elders.
Brothers, do you believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments as originally given to be the inerrant word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice? Do you?
I do.
Do you sincerely receive and adopt the confession of faith and the catechisms of this church as containing the system of doctrine taught in the Holy Scriptures? And do you further promise that if at any time you find yourself out of accord with any of the fundamentals of this system of doctrine, you will, on your own initiative, make known to your session the change which has taken place in your views since the assumption of this ordination vows? Do you?
I do.
Do you approve of the form of government and discipline of the Presbyterian Church in America in conformity with the general principles of biblical polity? Do you?
I do.
Do you accept the office of ruling elder in this church and promise faithfully to perform all the duties thereof, and to endeavor by the grace of God to adorn the profession of the gospel in your life, and to set a worthy example before the church of which God has made you an officer? Do you?
I do.
Do you promise subjection to your brethren in the Lord?
I do.
Do you promise to strive for the purity, peace, unity, and edification of the church? Do you?
I do.
To the congregation, just before I read this question to you, I've asked these men these six questions. They've all answered. You are going to get an opportunity now to respond to your question. And when that time comes, you will respond. If you adhere to that and believe that and submit to that you will do that by the raising of your right hand. And so let us hear the question. Do you, the members of this church, acknowledge and receive these brothers before you this morning as ruling elders? And do you promise to yield them all that honor, encouragement, and obedience in the Lord, to which their office, according to the Word of God and the Constitution of this church, entitles them? If you do, will you raise your right hand?
We now proceed to the ordination of Jim Akovenko. Hugh and Doug are previously ordained, and therefore they do not need to be ordained. And so, Jim, if you will kneel at the front, ruling elder Tim Jeffress will be praying the prayer of ordination, and I would invite all ruling and teaching elders in the PCA to come forward at this time and to participate in this ordination prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have for his entire life prepared Jim for this moment to serve in this church under the lordship of your son, as you have these other men as well. We ask now that you would enable him to do what you've ordained him to do and what he can only do through the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would give him a heart, the heart of the great shepherd, a heart able and willing to pay attention to this flock, and to care for it, to protect it, and to love it, and to love all of it well. Give him a passion for the poor and the needy, for the discouraged, for all those who most need to be shown the love of Christ. Give him discernment to govern wisely and humbly, and always from bended knees. Guard him against error and from the fear of man and from the darts of the enemy, especially as the enemy would seek to plant doubt in his mind and to assail him and his family in every way imaginable. Plant a hedge of protection around them and give him the joy of the Holy Spirit, that he would walk before you with a clear conscience, satisfied, as Paul said, that he's done all within his power to declare your whole counsel before these souls, over whom and for whom you have made him an overseer. May he do this to edify this body and to glorify Christ, who lives and reigns with you and with your Spirit, world without end. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To you, the congregation, and to these brothers, I now pronounce and declare that Doug, Hugh, and Jim have been regularly elected, ordained, and installed as ruling elders in this church, agreeable to the Word of God, and according to the Constitution of the Presbyterian Church in America, and that as such, they are entitled to all encouragement, honor, and obedience in the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And now we have the installation of Patrick Lafferty as the pastor that you voted on 2 weeks ago. Teaching elder and pastor Julian Russell will propound the questions again to Patrick. Patrick is previously ordained, and so there's not a reordination. But Patrick is installed as your pastor.
Just a quick anecdote before I do this. I first met Patrick in the elevator in late March of 2007. And shortly after hearing you preach for the first time, I remember sitting in our office and just sharing with you, man, I wish you'd preach every Sunday. And ever since then, I've been praying that the Lord would just raise up an opportunity for you to proclaim his word because of the way he has gifted you. It's an honor to know that you're in this FOB serving the Lord together with so many of us on this mission field. And to that end, I ask you, my brother, are you now willing to take charge of this congregation as their pastor, agreeable to your declaration in accepting its call? Are you?
With God's help, I am.
Do you conscientiously believe and declare, as far as you know your own heart, that in taking upon you this charge, You are influenced by a sincere desire to promote the glory of God and the good of the church, do you?
With God's help, I do.
Do you solemnly promise that by the assistance of the grace of God, you will endeavor faithfully to discharge all the duties of a pastor to this congregation and will be careful to maintain a deportment in all respects, becoming a minister of the gospel of Christ, agreeable to your ordination engagements, do you? Now, to the congregation, I ask you these questions. Do you, the people of this congregation, continue to profess your readiness to receive Patrick Lafferty, whom you have called to be your pastor? Do you? Do you promise to receive the word of truth from his mouth with meekness and love, and to submit to him in the due exercise of discipline? Do you? Do you promise to encourage him in his labors, and to assist his endeavors for your instruction and spiritual edification, do you? Do you engage to continue to him while he is your pastor that competent worldly maintenance which you have promised, and to furnish him with whatever you may see needful for the honor of religion and for his comfort among you? I would ask you to signify by the raising of your right hand. Thank you. I now pronounce and declare that Patrick Lafferty has been regularly elected and installed pastor of this congregation, agreeable to the word of God and according to the Constitution of the Presbyterian Church in America, and that as such he is entitled to all support, encouragement, honor, and obedience in the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, let God's people say Amen.
Amen.
Now, Bill, who is chairman of the commission, we'll propound the questions to you in terms of the particularization, Bill.
Thank you. What a joy to be here together with you all this morning. I have one more question for you with respect to your becoming a particularized church, and it is as follows, so pay close attention. Do you, in reliance on God for strength, solemnly promise and covenant that you will walk together as a particular church on the principles of the faith and order of the Presbyterian Church in America, and that you will be zealous and faithful in maintaining the purity and peace of the whole body? Do you? I now pronounce and declare that you are constituted a church according to the word of God, in the faith and order of the Presbyterian Church in America. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd now invite you to pray with me for Patrick and for the church. When Solomon dedicated the temple, he prayed this prayer: O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven and on earth, keeping covenant and showing steadfast love to your servants who walk before you with all their heart. And for Patrick, we pray this prayer from Ephesians chapter 2. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, we do not cease to give thanks for you, Patrick, remembering you in our prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Dear Father, we pray that you would fill Patrick's heart with your love for yourself. And Father, we pray that he would be devoted to you and walk closely with you all his days. Father, we pray that he would also love his wife and his family, that you would give him a strong marriage, a strong bond, and encourage him through his wife and his children. Father, we pray also you'd give him a strong love for this congregation, that he, along with the elders and future leaders of the church and those who serve at this church, would have a strong bond of love, and that Patrick's heart would be expanded for your purposes in this work. We thank you for that. And finally, Father, we pray the prayer that Paul prays in Colossians chapter 3 for the congregation, that they might put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, that they might bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. As the Lord has forgiven them, so also they must forgive. And above all these things, they might put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in their hearts, to which indeed they were called to this body, and be thankful, that they would let the word of Christ dwell in them richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in their hearts to God, and that whatever they do in word or deed, they would do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Father, may these prayers be true for Patrick and for the congregation, and may the spirit of this church be one of love for you, love for one another, and love for those that they reach out to with the gospel in this community and beyond. We pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
And our standards require that on special occasions like this, when people enter into a covenant with each other, that a charge is given to those who are entering into that covenant, which I was nominated to do on this special occasion. And so let me say to Doug and to Hugh and to Jim, it has been a blessing for me to work with you three men, and I'm especially thankful to you, Doug, for pulling me into this work a couple of years ago. In the passage in 1 Peter chapter 5 that was preached upon today by Dr. Fulmer, let me remind you of those verses in that passage. Peter exhorts the elders to shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And so before these witnesses, men, I exhort you to shepherd this congregation as Peter has commanded you. You must work together in unity to provide leadership on the one hand and humble service on the other. You must support and encourage Patrick as your pastor to enable him to have an effective ministry. And you must do all of this without any resentment, but with grateful hearts. And to you, Patrick, it has been an honor for me to serve with you here at Christ the King. You are no longer the mission pastor of this church. You are the pastor. The Apostle Paul knew much about pastoring, and he wrote about his ministry in 2 Corinthians, where he wrote in chapter 4, "We have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. You already know that there are troubles and temptations are sure to come as you pastor a congregation, and so you must be watchful. I charge you today before all of these witnesses that as you take this call to pastor this congregation, that you do so with humility and dedication, and that you might serve them faithfully and sacrificially, that you might nourish this congregation with the word of God and strengthen them, that you might lead them in fulfilling the call of God upon their lives, and that in dying to yourself, you might bring life to many. And finally, to you, the congregation here, many of you have told me in the last year how grateful you are for my service to you in these last couple of years, but it's really I who am grateful to you and thankful that you have allowed me to be a part of your congregation. You've allowed me to be a leader among you, and you have trusted me with providing leadership even though you didn't know who I was when I came. And so I commend all of you for your patience and your persistence and your love for each other. I want you to know that I brag about you when I go to Presbytery meetings. And Patrick brags about you when he's with other pastors or at Presbytery. And Bill Thomas brags about you at the network meetings, and he hardly even knows any of you, right? But we don't really need to do that, because you remind me of the congregation at Thessalonica that Paul wrote about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul said, "You became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For not only is the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything." Well, it's true that we don't need to say anything, because I think your faith has gone forth everywhere, but we still like to brag about you. Today, as you have entered into this covenant, I charge you to be the church that God has called you to be. This building is not the church. You are the church. We are not here today to dedicate a building. We are here to dedicate you as a church into God's service. And so I exhort you to fulfill that calling upon you. Support these men whom you have elected as your elders, and give honor and support to Patrick as your pastor. There will be many difficult decisions that they will have to make, and so you must pray that they will do so wisely. Do not allow various diversions to prevent you from fulfilling that mission that you have and that has been preached to you today. May it be in the years to come, when people talk about Christ the King here in this part of Dallas County, that they will say of you that there is a community of saints who are faithfully present to God, faithfully present to each other, and faithfully present to the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.